If you have your Bibles, we're going to turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17. One verse. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We will see the many truths of us being God's new creation in Christ today. Listen to God's holy word. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, new has come. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for the time we could have to freely worship you in such a great nation, United States of America, where we can come and worship you freely. We thank you, Father, for the great blessings that we have in knowing your word. We pray, Lord, that your Spirit of God would work in each heart today. Whatever needs are being met, Lord, you will meet them through your Spirit and your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I always have felt the hand of God upon my life. I am sure some of you have felt the same of how God has worked in your life over the many years, especially as a believer in Jesus Christ and even before. When I was a little boy, we had a family, the Manley family. They were our neighbors. Who asked my mom, they came over and asked my mom if they could take my brother and my sisters to their Presbyterian church. My mother said yes, and I remember going to that church, going to Sunday school, and learning all about the Bible stories and about Jesus and what he did in his life. After the Sunday school year, they would have this graduation program each year, and I would receive a little New Testament Bible from my Sunday school teacher. And I would come home, and I guess it got put away somewhere. Didn't know. Never really read it. When I truly became a Christian later in life, I went down to the basement because I remember they were somewhere in the basement on a shelf. And where they were kept many years, I went back as a Christian and I found one of the New Testament Bibles, and here it is. There's a little New Testament Bible. And I want to read the first page of this little New Testament Bible. And it says, even a child is known by his doings. Proverbs 20, verse 11. Miss Gladys. Now, this was Gladys Manley, one of the people that invited us to the Sunday school. And then it says, presented to, and they were very, very formal back then. I don't even know how they got my middle name. But it says, presented to Joseph Charles Paul, June 14, 1959. I was 5 years old. Bethany Presbyterian Sunday School. So 1959, I had that Bible. I found it. I don't know where the other ones went, but I found that one. All those years I was growing up, and I grew up in the church. We went there for I don't know how many years, but I did not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I did not really understand what Jesus did for me. I knew all about Jesus, but I did not know Jesus as my personal Savior and Lord. After a while, I, my brother's sister, did leave that church. We left. It wasn't until many years later I got invited back to a church called Lanark Hills Chapel. And it wasn't until I was 17 years old that the Spirit of God truly worked in me. That's what I'm talking about, the hand of God on your life. And he convicted me of my sin, and I was saved as I believed in the gospel. In a little independent church, as I said, Lanark Hills Chapel. I have another Bible, okay? And let me read the front page of it. Now, they were not so formal. They said, and this is the pastor, Leonard Blight, June 4th, 1971. It says, Dear Joey, that's what I was known as. Now, don't call me that. I grew up when I was in seventh grade. Don't call me Joey. Dear Joey, may the words of this book always be your guide in life. And Pastor Leonard Blight, he was the pastor, June 4th, 1971, 17 years old. I was 5, 17. And then in it, it says, presented to Joey Paul, Lanark Hills Chapel Youth Fellowship, June 4th, 1971, graduation program. Another Bible. Okay. You see, the minute I truly believed in Jesus Christ, I was changed, and I was a whole new person. Whole new person. I could not explain it, but as the Bible tells us, and as Paul tells us in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, I was now in Christ. I was truly reconciled to God, a brand new creation. You with me? I did not want to do the old things, for they were not in my life anymore, like living to self, for they had passed away, and behold, new things had come in my life. I wanted to read God's word. I wanted to go to church. I wanted to live for Christ because of what he did for me. I didn't want to go to church because I had to. I wanted to go to church and read God's word because I love Jesus and what he did for me. And so if you see this Bible, it's very worn. I guess I got born, I colored the sides of it when I was a teenager. And all throughout this, I wrote in it. Now, they tell you you're not supposed to write in the Bible, but I didn't know. And all throughout the Bible, I have all kinds of pages written out. See? All written out. All about verses, things I've learned as a new believer. I ate it up. I ate it up. I ate up what Jesus was teaching me through the Word of God. And that's what happens. The Holy Spirit leads you to Jesus, and you understand for the first time the gospel, the true gospel of Jesus Christ. When he came and he died for my sin, for your sin, and was buried and risen again for you and me. I was dead to sin. I'm no longer a slave to sin, but I now want to follow Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, once you truly give your life to Jesus, you can't help but to be changed. For all the things you thought were important are now gone. And now your desire is to give up your life to Jesus Christ because he has given up his life for you. For you. The moment you gave your life to Jesus Christ, when you confessed your sin and repented and believed that Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and risen again, for you, many changes happen. Many changes happen. One change that was not so noticeable at first was that, I hate to tell you this, but it happens, you lost your citizenship here on earth. You changed your kingdoms. Colossians 1:13 tells us that God has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. We read in Scripture that believers in Jesus Christ have become aliens or strangers in this world. Peter tells us, his readers, in the first chapter of his letter to God's elect, strangers, he calls us, in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and the sprinkling of his blood. We are set apart. That's what we heard in Sunday school. We were set apart from the world, yet we are to serve Jesus in this world. Another way of saying this is this: we are in the world, yet not of the world. We were once in the darkness, and now we are in the kingdom of light, the light of Jesus Christ. Jesus gave you and me a whole new way of living. He not only gave you a new citizenship or home, but he also gave you a new nature and a new birth by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, which led you to a new relationship with God. We are a new creation of God, as 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us. Paul tells us this, if you tie that to this verse, Philippians 3:20 and 21, about our citizenship and our new land, he says this: but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that we will be like his glorious body. We are the new creation in Jesus Christ, and our homeland is heaven. Our goal is to be just like Jesus. We are supposed to be transformed into the image and likeness of Christ even now. How imperfect we are. We are aliens. We are foreigners. We just don't fit in this world anymore. Christians, if you are living obedient lives to Jesus Christ, You will stand out in the crowd. You will draw attention with your life and your lips, since you were bought with a price, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We are not our own. We are not our own. The question I have for you is this: do people in this world and in this community that we are in know that you are a Christian? How is your testimony for Jesus Christ around you? What is your witness for Jesus like? There are many people who say they believe in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord, yet they do not practice that profession every day of the week. I believe Christianity is an everyday faith. Everyday faith. You don't just get religious on Sunday. You live your faith for Jesus every day of the week. It's so easy to say that you are a Christian, but it's a lot harder to actually live out that profession and becoming a witness for Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us in Matthew 7, 21 through 23, the statement. And I don't know, when I was a new Christian, these words really spoke to me. He says this: not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and perform many miracles? Then I will say to them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Jesus said in Luke 9:23, all about discipleship. He says this: if you're truly a believer in Jesus Christ, he says this: if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Follow me. We are followers of Jesus Christ. I don't think Jesus meant follow me on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and maybe Sunday come back, because just that's when you come to worship. He wanted us to follow him with our heart, soul, strength, and mind every day of the week. If you are a new creation in Christ, how have you been following Jesus lately? And how have you been taking up your cross? You see, if you are a Christian, you have been born not of flesh or blood, but by the Holy Spirit. We need to be born again, or born anew. This is the new birth and new creation. Not only do we have a new home and citizenship, we have a new birth and new creation. You have to go back to Nicodemus and Jesus in that conversation. I like to read John 3:1-12. And he says this: there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he a second time into his mother be born? Jesus answered, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and you do not know these things? Most assuredly I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? This is how we become born again. By believing in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. We cannot do any earthly thing, any good work to become saved. But we can only believe by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, who came from above and came down to this earth to live a perfect life and provide a righteousness which we needed. He went to the cross to pay for our sin and rose again to defeat sin and death once and for all, so that all will have a new life in Christ. The question I have for you is, are you 100% sure that you have personally trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Remember my childhood experience. Just because you come here to this church does not mean that you are truly saved. You have to personally repent of your sin, be sorry for your sin against the Holy God, and believe that Jesus died for me, He was buried for me, and raised again for me. And once you believe, you'll be changed. You'll become a new creation in Jesus Christ. All born again means is to be born from above. Jesus tells Nicodemus that when a person is born again or saved, it is not from this world that he or she is saved or born again, but from heaven and heaven alone. The plan of salvation begins in heaven, and the Spirit of God regenerates all believers with a completely new nature or a new birth, changing our hearts so that we can live for God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Nicodemus thought that you had to enter into your mother's womb again. When Jesus said you must be born again, Jesus tells us he's not talking about earthly things, but heavenly things. You must be born again and born from above. Our new creation includes a new home and new citizenship, a new birth and a new nature. And now it also includes a new way of life, a new way of life. You know, you can say to me so many times that, oh, well, how do I live the Christian life? Well, you have to go back to the Word of God. You have to see that God doesn't just say, okay, become a Christian, and then you can live the way you want to live. He gives us many, many, many instructions on how to live the Christian life. One of those ways is in Ephesians 4:17-5:2. He tells us about this changed life. He tells us about the new way of life. We are made new, verses 23 and 24 of Ephesians 4, in the attitude of our minds. And we have put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. We are not to live like unbelievers, but to Christ. Paul goes on in these verses telling us that we're not to lie, but we are to speak the truth. We are not to steal, but work for our wages. We are to get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander. And we are to be kind and forgiving to one another, even as Jesus forgave us at the cross. He even tells us that we are to love as Jesus loves. Many, many, many scripture passages that tell us as Christians the new way to live, the new way to live. This is a new heart that we possess. It's not that old heart of stone. It's a new heart of flesh, warm heart of flesh, loving God, going to God, not that rebellious heart. Once we believe in Christ, and with this new heart comes a great change, a new way of life for everyone who believes in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. To ask you this question, are you truly a citizen of heaven? Two important words. 5:17. And you see this a lot in Paul's theology. Those two words are in Christ. In Christ. If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. Have you noticed all the changes in your life when you first placed your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? Not only do we have all these new things going on, we have a new role as believers here on earth. Not only to serve, but it's to represent King Jesus as his ambassadors, reconciling the world to God. A new role. A new role. Paul tells us in this context of our text in 2 Corinthians 5:17-21, listen to what he says. He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Come. This is from us to himself. Through Christ and ministry of reconciliation. We have the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God was making his appeal through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. People of the world will take notice of you, that you are a changed person the way you live as a believer. True believers in Jesus Christ are giving a new creation by way of a new nature, which leads us to be totally reconciled to God and thus become his witnesses here on earth. We are ambassadors for Jesus, as 2 Corinthians 5:20 tells us. And what is an ambassador? What is an ambassador? He or she is a representative of his or her own country in a foreign land, representing their nation and speaking for their nation. Whom do we represent? We represent our new land, heaven, and we speak in the name of our King, King Jesus, thus reconciling the world to God. We need to begin thinking as citizens of heaven so that we can become dynamic witnesses to the world. We need to stand up for Jesus Christ in this sinful world and not be ashamed of the gospel, for our evangelism begins with us living as citizens of heaven, as holy people, so that people ask us why we're so different from the world. If you are a true believer in Jesus Christ, this should be your desire, to glorify Jesus in your life to the people all around you. And you will begin to be asked a question. And that question will be, why are you so different? Why are you so different from my neighbors? Because you're a Christian. You know Jesus Christ, and the doors will open up for you if you ask God for opportunities to share the gospel with each person that's around you. You know, God doesn't just say, okay, you have to preach to the whole world. Jesus asks us to preach to those people that are around us. There's a lot of dark corners in the world. All he's asking us to do is take care of our corner. You know, Jesus told us many amazing truths of how to live. And I'm always amazed at Matthew 5:43 through 48, where Jesus tells people some amazing truths about how we are to live as his new creation and how we are to witness to people in this world. He tells them this: if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other cheek. If someone wants to sue you and take your tunic — I don't know if we all have tunics, but we have clothes — let him have your coat as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. And then Jesus tells us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute you. We should love the people who are actually hard to love and hard to get along with in this world. And if we do, think of the kind of witness we would have for Jesus Christ. My Christian friends, how have you been living lately for Jesus? We show the world that we are different by doing the opposite of what the world would do. We are not to retaliate, but throw love at our enemies. Not getting back, but loving them into the kingdom. And we can only do this by recognizing that we are not of this world. We are a new creation and ambassadors for Jesus Christ. And we, as the Spirit. I had a brother-in-law, Joe, and he had passed away. And this is a story that I was amazed at in his life. He was riding a bike along the side of the road, and a guy named Archie, and who had a criminal past, he was in the back of a pickup, and for some reason he took a chain and he just whipped it at Joe and probably knocked him off his bike. I don't know the whole story. Archie got caught and he was in prison, and Joe did an unusual thing. He was a believer. And what Joe did was he went to visit Archie in prison. And Joe went and witnessed to him and forgave him. And to me, that story is just something, many stories we hear of Christians able to forgive people that have done horrible things to them. And I think that's what Jesus was getting at in Matthew, in this passage, about, you know, praying for those who persecute you, or loving people who are just unlovely. And this is the kind of witness we're supposed to have. This is the kind of witness we're supposed to be. In closing, we have another new year ahead of us. Lord willing, and we need to commit ourselves each day to our Savior Jesus Christ. We need Him every moment of our lives. We have another new year ahead of us to thank our God for the wonderful salvation that we possess in Jesus Christ. We have another full year to witness for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord willing. 2020 is another full year of opportunities and blessings, so let us serve our Savior with our heart, giving Him first priority in our lives. For you see, when Jesus Christ saves you from sin, you become a totally changed person. Old things pass away, and behold, new things come in your life. The question I have for you is, have you noticed the changes? How have you been living for God's kingdom as citizens of heaven? How has your Christian life been going lately? Have you been a witness for Jesus Christ? Has anyone noticed that you're different from the ways of this world because you're a Christian? And here's a question you have to ask yourself every day as a believer. Do people see Jesus Christ in you? Do people see Jesus Christ in you? I fail Him every day. We fail Him. That's no doubt about it. We get angry. We do things we shouldn't do. We should get on our knees and confess our sins. But you know what? Jesus also said that we should have joy. We should have joy. And once we confess our sins, we need to pick ourselves up in the power of the Spirit of God with the help of Jesus Christ and go out there and be a witness. And be a witness. You know, maybe some of you here have heard about Jesus Christ, but you don't know Him as your personal Savior and Lord. You come to church or you've heard about Him, but you don't really, actually, you have not really truly believed in Jesus Christ. If you're not 100% sure you are a Christian and you're sitting here today, I don't know your hearts. I would ask you to come and repent of your sin and believe in the death, burial, and resurrection when Jesus went to the cross and shed His blood for you and paid for all your sins. And once you believe in Jesus, you will know, I don't know how, but you will know that you are changed because you will be given a new way of life. We are a new citizenship home. We have a new home. We have a new heart. We have a new birth. We have a new nature. We have a brand new life in Christ. Praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank You, Father, for the blessings that we have in Christ. We pray now, Father, that You would be with each heart here, that Your Spirit will work in our hearts. If there's anything that's been said, Lord, in the Spirit and in the Word of God, that You would use it to Your power, that You would change us, Lord. You would help us, Lord, to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. Be with us now, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Our hymn of response is Redeemed.